All right. Well, Maggie and I are holding our breath. We're so excited to be here with you. It looks like I may have lost her again, but this is Inspiration Hour with Maggie Wendorf. And let me just give her a quick call to see if she and I can reconnect. She's so cute. She's been a real trooper today, I have to tell you. So let me just get her on the phone. And at least my connection is a little bit better too.
I'm back.
Oh, there you are. Oh, you just stay on the phone. That might be the secret.
Okay, I'll just do both.
All right, great. It's so great to have you here, Maggie. It's really great. So just a couple of tips. So, oh, great. Thanks, Diane. Thanks so much for your feedback. And so again, you know, we're giving away a PCOS five element system. So be sure to share and comment and like, and you'll, every time you do that, you'll be entered to win. And we love making you part of our community. We're super excited about that. And it's, you know, when you do win, we bring you in to our community. You become a member of the PCOS Insulite family. And we love nourishing you back to beautiful health. And so Maggie is going to help by sharing her story a little bit and hopefully inspiring you some. Because it doesn't really matter where you are with your health. If you're not feeling fabulous, it's time to take action. And as you've probably seen, we have a PCOS cleanse program coming right up. It's starting actually this coming Thursday evening. So you have time still to get registered. Very simple program. You'll see some great results in a short period of time. We're going to reduce inflammation. We're going to eat a lot, and we're going to share this great experience together. A lot of times we don't know what to eat. We don't know how to get started. We don't know what the best things are for us to do for our bodies to get back into hormone balance. And so this is a really, really great way to jump in with both feet and really understand what the best things are to do to heal from PCOS. So great. And I want to say welcome and hello to Maggie.
Hello, ladies. I'm sorry I can't connect with you. I keep coming in and out, but we'll get through it like this.
Yeah. And thank you so much to Jennifer and Lisa and Angie and Diane. So awesome that you're here and supporting our really, really amazing effort to try to connect with you all today. So going forward, we're going to come up with a new plan because it's a little stressful, right? Not good for PCOS. I'm going to show you beautiful Maggie while she's here.
Hurry up.
Yeah, wait, Maggie.
I'm here for a second.
Yay, great. Let's see. I'll put you on mute there. And can you say something?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Great. Awesome.
Okay. I'm going to set the phone down for a second. We'll just do this and see if it works.
Okay, fantastic. Yay. All right, so let me take this off, and I'm just going to show your name, and I'll show my name. Yay. Woo-hoo. All right, wonders never cease, huh? Okay, Maggie, I'm gonna let you take it away. And I just want you to start with, I know this is like round two here, but let's start off. Yeah, so this is kind of round two. And I would just like you to share, you know, when you, like, how old were you and when you started first noticing that things weren't just right for you? All right, you want to start. We just lost Maggie. All right, so she'll join back in. She keeps trying to join us. Let me go like this. Hi, Maggie.
Okay, I lost you, and then I tried to get you back on the phone, and I couldn't hear you anymore.
All right, so great. So what happened was I muted you so that you didn't come across twice. So go ahead and share your story again, just like from the very beginning. So how old were you when you noticed that you were having health challenges? And like what steps, like what were you noticing? So how old were you, Maggie, when you first started noticing problems?
I started noticing problems at the age of 26. 1 year after I stopped taking birth control, when I started noticing health issues for me. I had been on birth control from the age of 15 to the age of 25. I stopped taking it on my 25th birthday. And between the ages of 25 and 26, I had four early miscarriages, like early between 7 and 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that was my first indicator of some health issues going on.
Okay. And why? And you stopped taking birth control because you wanted to get pregnant?
Yeah. We had just celebrated our 5th year wedding anniversary. We had our own home. We had careers. But we were ready. It was time. Mm-hmm. And we thought that it would happen so easy.
Yeah. Okay, and so tell us some of the symptoms. So aside from miscarriages, did you notice anything else going on for you?
Yes, I had, I'm probably like a lot of women. I had a lot of symptoms that I never correlated to be dependent on my hormones. I will start by saying that never in my life have I ever been able to really have a bowel movement without taking some kind of a medication. I always just thought that was normal. Mm-hmm. It's okay for me to only use the bathroom once a week. And as I got older, it was less and less frequent. In fact, about a year and a half ago, I actually ended up in the hospital because we were so busy with the holidays that I had not realized that I could not use the bathroom. I had not had a bowel movement in like almost 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, Maggie, wow.
I was only used to going maybe once, maybe twice a week. It was just so infrequent that I just hadn't been paying attention because we were so busy with the holidays. And so I ended up getting very sick, and I actually ended up going to the hospital. And just because of severe constipation. So that was one of my symptoms, but I never correlated that with, hormones or inflammation in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Another big symptom I had is I've always had really blonde hair, and, I always knew that my scalp was really dry, but you couldn't really notice any flakes because my hair is so white-colored. Mm-hmm. I actually decided to go for a change, a huge one, and dyed my hair really dark, and you really notice the dandruff extremely bad. So that's another symptom that I had, and dandruff shampoos, they were just temporary. I would have to use them every single day. I could not go one day without washing my hair, because I had to use that special shampoo every single day to keep the dandruff at bay. Another huge symptom is, probably I think the most noticeable to, the public or an outsider is the facial hair. I've always had a little bit of fuzz on my cheeks, but I've noticed that once I stopped taking the pill, about a year later, I started getting a mustache. Okay, and then about 5 years into it, I started getting whiskers on my chin. And I don't mean just one or two. I mean, I would have to pluck my chin every single day, sometimes twice a day. I would be plucking these out. And in fact, it got so bad, I was so irritated that I actually have some scars on my chin out of just frustration. I'd be sitting at work and I'd have a pair of tweezers with me, and I'd just be picking it on my fingernails. And so that was a huge indicator. And I had told my doctor about, all of this hair. And she said, that's normal, for some people. I don't think you have PCOS.
Oh, no.
look. You know, I'm a woman. This is not normal.
Yeah.
So anyway, those were actually my biggest symptoms, my biggest indicators that something quite wasn't right. Just recently, in the past few months, I had actually started, my fertility doctor wanted me to start tracking and doing doing my basal body temperature.
Okay.
We had found that my luteal phase is very short, 7 days.
Okay.
7 to 9 days. So those are my symptoms that I experienced.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a very short luteal phase. So I'm actually putting this up for everyone so they can see it, you know, as you're talking, and they're able to hear you just fine. Great. So what some of the symptoms that you were noticing, I just wrote some down, was dandruff was a really big deal. So much so that you had to actually shampoo a special shampoo every single day.
I cannot go a day without washing my hair.
Right.
Because it's like, as soon as, I had to use that shampoo every day to kill it off just enough to, when you didn't notice it.
Right. And that's a symptom of hormone imbalance, right? It's a symptom of insulin resistance, which we don't think about at all. But that's exactly where that comes from. And what's interesting is that it doesn't matter, like, it's for heavy women, it's for skinny women. It happens no matter what your weight is like. So all of these symptoms that we experience with PCOS, you can be heavy, you can be thin, they're all the same.
Yes, and my doctor, you know, this is just my regular gynecologist at the time.
Right.
She said, you know, you're not overweight, you're a very healthy weight.
Yeah.
She said, use your period on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. She said, you do not have PCOS.
Right. Oh. Well, and it just goes to show you, Maggie, that you have been a rock star from the very beginning, because you don't need a diagnosis, right?
Right.
I mean, you know that things are not right, so figure it out. And you've been...
I'm tired all the time. Also, I forgot, actually, my biggest symptom was panic attacks. For no reason, extreme panic attacks, just anxiety every single day. I was on Lexapro for a while. However, since I've been on the PCOS insulin program, I have been completely off of any anxiety medicine, and I have not had any panic attacks or any anxiety issues at all.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Isn't it interesting when you talk about it that you start remembering? That's one of the things that we're going to do in the cleanse program, is we actually take a little assessment that helps us to figure out what's not working for us right now. And then we take the assessment after the cleanse program is done, and so you can see all the things that have improved. Because when things improve, we oftentimes forget all about them because they're not bothering us anymore.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's very true. The only time I will say, I can tell you within the hour of my period starting, because I do feel a little bit of anxiety spike.
Okay.
But absolutely nothing like I used to be feeling. I mean, it was a daily thing dealing with anxiety.
Yeah.
And
oh,
now,
gosh.
I just feel calm and collected all the time.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. So one thing you can do, I'm just making some notes here, is you can actually take more of the, you would take more of the Poly Plus. You could just take a couple more capsules of the Poly Plus right before your period.
Oh, and that will help?
That'll help. Yeah. I'd like to see what you notice with that. So if you feel like you're getting a little bit anxious right before your period starts, just take a couple extra of the Poly Plus for a few days and see what you notice. You could take like two with breakfast, two with lunch, two with dinner, and just see if you notice anything.
Okay, I will do that. I'll try that.
Yeah, that should help a lot. And then I have other tricks if that doesn't help. So it's a good, that's a good place to start. So so let's hear then what you did. So you had all of these symptoms come up for you, and you weren't getting any really support from your OBGYN. And so then what was next for you? What did you do next?
Well, you know, okay. No help from the OBGYN. So then I actually asked, I said, look, I said, just give me a referral to a fertility specialist. This is before I had started that influence system, okay? So they referred me to a fertility specialist, and right away, they found polyps, several, one actually very large one in my uterus. And along with those polyps, they had found a lot of scar tissue. And they asked me if I had had any BNCs done. And I said, no. I said, all my miscarriages were between 7 and 8 weeks. I cannot make it past 8 weeks. The furthest along I ever made was 9. And I said, and I was able to pass, you know, each miscarriage on my own. I said, I've never had a BNC. So they were very confused on why I would have so much scarring in my uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did surgery, and they said, okay, we're going to give you, you know, 6 months of just trying naturally and see what happens. Well, between that time, I stumbled upon the PCOS Insulet that survey, and I said, you know what, I've read about this so much, you know, I've tried to tell the doctors I think I have it, I thought I was going to take this one. You know what I did? And like I said, I have almost every single symptom except for you know, my periods are regular. They're very regular. I said, I have every single symptom. I said, you know what? I'm going to give this system a try. You know, I don't need a prescription for it. I don't need a doctor's approval. Right. I am just going to give this thing a try. And so I have. And my doctors have already even seen a big difference. My luteal phase has started to lengthen on its own, being on this program, on the system. So that is one huge thing that they are really liking about this.
Okay. Awesome.
Anyway, we are going to give another 6 months, and they're going to go back in and take a look at my uterus and see if any of the scarring has come back or any polyps have came. Because they actually think that that might be a direct effect of the inflammation that's been in my body for so long.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Excellent. And I love the fact that you took charge, right? And our quiz is a great place to start. And what's interesting is that a lot of the symptoms could be a lot of different things, but the bottom line is there's hormone imbalance there that needs to be balanced. And we start with insulin and cortisol, right? Our stress hormone and our blood sugar hormone. And if you just start there, start to decrease stress, starts to balance your blood sugar a little bit, because stress raises blood sugar just like carbohydrates and sugar do. Right. So we women with PCOS seem to be a little bit more susceptible to stressors. That's another reason why the cleanse program is so important, is because we tend to hold on to toxins a lot more, which are constant stressors to our bodies. And so we need to help our bodies eliminate toxins so that we eliminate that stressor. Right? Really important. So you've been able to, and interestingly enough, in the Insulite nutrients is some support to help with removing toxins. Right? So there's some liver support in there, which is really, really helpful. Of course, liver support, the glucex is fiber, so that helps to remove the toxins once they're metabolized. So there's a lot of great support in the Insulite nutrients already for toxin removal. So you have posted a lot in our member community, and you've been, you know, super positive and just a really great force in there. So so tell us if you, how is your dandruff now?
Excuse me, how's what?
How is your dandruff?
Actually, it is. I barely ever use my dandruff shampoo. I used to use it every single day. Now I may use it just once a week.
Okay.
Also, I took care of my mustache, I would say, a month ago. I used to have to remove it every single week because it would go bad within a week. And I have now gone a whole month without even touching it because it doesn't need to be touched. It has taken this long to even start going bad. My plucking on my chin, that was one of the first things I noticed is, I was plucking every day. And when I wasn't plucking, I was picking with my fingers. Constantly. And that was one of the first things I noticed was I'd be sitting at work, doing my work, and of course I'm playing with my chin. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't feel any new hairs growing in there. And so they're not going back a step. They are still coming, but they are very much minimizing. They were becoming slower and slower and slower. So for something that I used to spend time on 2 times a day, I'm spending once, like every 2 weeks, taking care of.
Awesome. So it wasn't very clear in the beginning, but basically your facial hair is dramatically reduced. You didn't have laser hair removal or anything, correct?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. So just naturally by changing your diet and getting on the Insulite nutrients, your facial hair growth is just really slowed down.
Significantly, yes.
Gosh, congratulations. That's really a big deal. Oh, my gosh. And Martha Gomez sent you a nice little message. She said, congrats, Maggie. So nice. Really, really nice. So your luteal phase is lengthening. Your dandruff is all but gone away. So slowly over time, it's going away. The facial hair is becoming less and less of an issue. How long have you been a customer with us? How long have you been a member?
Actually, I just started the very beginning of February.
All right, so 2 months.
Yes, the very beginning of, actually the end of January. I think I started about January 28th.
All right, so maybe closer to 2.5 months. And have you been really regular taking the nutrients? Okay.
Very, very, very regular.
Okay. And then how have you changed your diet?
Well, I had been a smoker for a long time, and I had quit smoking almost 2 years ago. In that 2 year time, I had gained 40 pounds. 40 pounds. And so I had already decided, look, I'm going to do low carb. I am going to get active again.
Mm-hmm.
Having a miscarriage just took its toll on me emotionally.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And so, I wasn't as active as I was. I wasn't riding my horses as often as I used to. So at the beginning of the year, I decided to take charge of my body completely. So I had actually been eating low carb since January 1st.
Mm.
And so that was about 3 weeks before I actually started on the insulin system.
Okay.
So I already have like a 3 week jump start on the low carb, and I've been low carb, ever since.
Good for you.
My blood sugar tends to be on the very low side. I'm not on the high side. My blood sugar gets low, so I can't do total low carb. I have to eat once a day some kind of a carb, but I try to stay with really healthy carbs. No sugars, no cake or candy or anything like that. Once in a good while, I will treat myself and have the occasional candy bar. I'm talking maybe once a month, but it's not a daily thing for me.
Great. So sometimes low blood sugar is oftentimes a result of low adrenal function or more of a dysfunctional adrenal glands or HPA axis. So if you're eating carbs and your blood sugar is low, that could be why, but you're getting great adrenal support in the nutrients. So hopefully that'll start to continue to help you to have a more normal blood sugar. We want fasting blood sugar to be below 90 anyway. We're going to go over some blood test markers and optimal values in the cleanse program, just so that you know, when you get it done, you know, you'll have some markers to go by. We'll definitely do that. And then you can also run blood work through us anytime. We have a number of different panels set up. So if your doctor isn't running what you want, do it yourself.
Spent a lot of time looking to my doctor for answers and not getting them because I wasn't feeling well. And so I have completely turned it around and taking complete charge of my body, doing natural supplements and trying to heal myself naturally as opposed to pharmaceutically, you know, medications and that type of thing. Right. Everything I put in my body right now, as far as pills or anything, is natural supplements.
Good for you.
Even down, I have to take progesterone, and the doctor did prescribe me progesterone suppositories, which are absolutely disgusting to use every day. And I have actually opted out of those, and I'm actually using an all-natural progesterone cream, which is working a lot better for me. So
great.
I'm trying to do this all natural.
Great. And just make sure that your progesterone cream is Prometrium and not Provera.
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome. That's so great. Oh my gosh. You have so much to be proud of, and you've taken control of your health, and you know how to, I think you have a good sense of how to direct your medical care, right, to use it to your advantage instead of kind of being sabotaged over and over and over with bad advice.
That's my goal.
That's
I'm trying to do.
So. Great. All right. Well, you have some questions that have come in, and then I'm going to ask you some questions to end tonight. But Martha said, I have the same problem. I'm not sure what she was referring to, but something that you said. Lisa said that she also had bathroom issues before starting the program, and since then she's been more regular. So in the cleanse program, we're actually going to learn all about bowel movements, because that's how we actually get rid of toxins. That's how we keep our hormones balanced. It's crazy how important they are. And I know in Chinese medicine, that is like the number one thing that indicates health or not is our bowel movements. So we'll talk more about them, what they're supposed to look like, how many you're supposed to have every single day, all that sort of thing. And then Jennifer, maybe you could retype this. It says the ALA in the mix with the DCI, would that assist with inflammation? Do you know what she means?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. So Jennifer, if you repost that, we might be able to understand a little bit better, because I'm not really sure what the ALA is. And Martha said that she had facial hair, she had menstrual problems. Thanks, Martha, for sharing that. And if you have any other questions for Maggie, please post them here, because I know she'd be happy to support you. She's definitely a shining light in our world.
One thing I did talk about a little bit in our community is the fact that I have two set girls, two little girls, and they look at me and know they're very young, and they had noticed I'm a mustache. And dealing with the symptoms of PCOS as a woman is difficult when you got little girls that are kind of looking up to you. And they're like, Daddy, why do you have a mustache? Mm-hmm. And that, at first to me, it just really kind of broke my heart. And I have always been the kind of woman that, like, I don't care what other people view me as, because I'm very happy in my own skin. I'm very goal-oriented, got a good career, active in my community. And it was getting hard for me to hear that. And so, you know, I said, you know, I said, yeah, fuck you. You know, but that's okay. I said, there's a lot of women that girl wants to ask. There are women who don't want to have it.
Yes.
And it doesn't make any of us less beautiful at all.
That's right.
So dealing with the symptoms of PCOS is sometimes a challenge because, you know, you have all of these qualities that are not appealing to us, you know, emotionally and physically. But we talk about this, and like I said, you know, the girls know that I'm taking charge of getting healthier, not that, hey, I got to take off my mustache. They hear me say, yes. Okay, I got to be right. That way, you know, it'll slow down this kind of growth that I'm having.
Okay, so I love that you brought some of these things up because I want to make sure that we all know that women with PCOS are strong, right? We are strong, tough women who actually have genetics to live a very long, healthy life. And so we're going to be posting about why women with PCOS really rock it. The challenge is not to let our genetics dictate poor health. So women with PCOS generally have less children, but that's a good thing because you can spend more time with those children that you do have and your body doesn't get so worn out having more kids. It's a really awesome, actually, component of women with PCOS. And I love your take, women with PCOS with facial hair, it's okay. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't,
it is okay.
It doesn't feel okay because that's not the acceptable norm, but it actually, many, many, many women have facial hair. And that's just an indication that we're super strong. Right? And you know, the more facial hair you grow, possibly the more imbalanced you're becoming. So it's a sign like gaining weight or, you know, especially around your middle. So you just want to use those, you know, dandruff, of course, it means that your health is headed in the wrong direction. So you've got to be more careful around eating carbs and around managing your stress and that sort of thing. But in general, women with PCOS can really rock a long, beautiful, strong life. And so I love your comment, like, you know, when a young girl asks you, you know, about your facial hair, say it's normal for women to have facial hair. And sometimes we grow too much, you know, then it's an indication that we might be getting a little bit out of balance and we need to turn things around, right? Just education. So Martha wants to know how, so she's having trouble taking all of the Insulite nutrients. So she wants to know your secret. How do you take your Insulite nutrients?
I have two containers, two separate containers. And they're each Sunday through Saturday. I fill one up and I put it in my purse. And I fill the other one up and it is sitting on our dinner table. Every morning, first of all, I take an enzyme, a stomach enzyme in the morning, and I have to do that on an empty stomach. So the first thing I do is I wake up, you know, before I walk out the door, I take those enzymes. That gives me about an hour before I get to work. When I get to work, I start up my computer. I pull out my pills out of my purse. I dump out, you know, my Monday on my desk. And as I'm opening up my email, I take my pills.
Nice.
And then at night, as soon as I get home, I put my purse down, and I'm going through the mail at the dinner table. And there's there's my other, my nighttime pills, so then I saved my pills for that day. Now, I will say, I have a very hard time picking the one that you need to take between those. I can't pick out a certain time of day to take those, so I'm just combining them with the others because I already take the other ones between meals. I take them right when I get to work in the morning, and I take the next round right when I go home from work, which is normally about 2-2.5 hours before dinner time.
Perfect. So I like how you just make it fit your schedule, right? And you can take the Glucex, which is the fiber, with your meals if that's an easier time for you. When I get up in the morning, I drink a big glass of water and take my Glucex. And then sometimes I'll just take it, you know, during the day between meals if I remember. You can stick it in your purse and just take it when you're doing a big glass of water between meals if you're at work or if you're at home. You can take them before bed. You can take them with your meals. You can even take your capsules and throw them into your morning shake, right? I wouldn't put the Glucex in there because it might make it really thick, but you can throw all your other capsules in there right in the capsule. You don't even have to open them up. Just throw them in. You won't even taste them. So there are all sorts of great, easy ways to take your supplements. And you can also, if you get behind on your supplements, you can double up on them. Because they have a lot of different nutrients in there to cover a lot of bases. So you're not going to get too much if you double up on your nutrients. And we need like 35 grams of fiber a day. And the Glucex is just a small part of that. So if you get behind on your Glucex, just take 4 and 4 for a few days. Or take, you know, 6 and 6 for a few days. And all you'll notice is that your bowel movements are so much better. Yeah. All right. Well, if there, so Jennifer has a question about inositol and ALA, and I don't know what you mean by amino acid. So inositol is great. We actually make it. There are several different forms of inositol. There's myo, and there's chiro inositol. And it can help with a lot of things. So, you know, it's been shown to really support blood sugar management. Inositol has been shown to help with hormone balance. It can be a really helpful nutrient for women with PCOS, women with hormone imbalance. It's not in our nutrients, and we have purposefully not put it in there because our nutrients are so successful on their own. So they actually do everything plus a ton that inositol does. And so we haven't ever needed to add inositol to our products. And if you're taking our Insulite nutrients, you do not need inositol. So just know that inositol is another, you know, it's like you could take a ton of different things. But if you just take our Insulite nutrients, for the most part, you'll see all the really great changes that you want to see as long as you eat the right foods, right? And you do your movement as medicine. So it's our 5 elements, right? Replace missing nutrients, use food as medicine, movement as medicine, have that awareness around cravings, and then have our member community. Really important for support. So we'll go over all of these things in more detail in the cleanse program, but just know that as long as you're combining all of those 5 elements, your healing is going to be pretty profound. And you can already tell just by Maggie's story how the changes really come pretty quickly. I mean, for her, it's been 2.5 months, and she started noticing changes right away. Because I remember when you started posting, I'm like, wow, she's only been on the system a really short time, but you also had made some dietary changes before that.
Yes, yeah, I had a 3-week head start. I've got experience.
Yeah, so, and Martha said thank you to you.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I'm sorry it didn't work out because there was a glare.
Yeah, we just couldn't see you, but we can hear you great. And then Martha asks one more question, and then after we answer her question, I have one more final question for you, so don't leave just yet. Martha asks, do you ever have trouble with thinning hair?
Thinning hair?
Yes.
Yes. except I have maybe 5 hairs, but I have a lot of hair. So if that makes any sense, my strands are super fine, but I have a ton of hair. I was noticing that my hair was not growing very fast anymore. And that is something that I have noticed on the insulin system is my hair on my head is growing so fast and is getting so healthy. About a year span, I wasn't doing anything with my hair because it just looked so awful anyway. Mm-hmm. I was just telling anyone to work with it wet. You know, I wasn't curling it, straightening it, nothing. It just looked like, you know, crap all the time. And so now I'm noticing my hair is growing so fast and it's growing a lot healthier. And now I'm doing things with it every day.
Nice.
And I just feel a lot better. Yeah, I have noticed a significant hair growth. In the last place, too. Oh, and my eyelashes. My eyelashes have gotten significantly longer, too, since I've been on the program.
Oh, nice. Oh, you'll have to take a picture for us so I can post it with this broadcast. Take a close-up of your eyelashes.
My eyelashes, maybe I'll do that tomorrow, because here it's actually past 9 o'clock at night.
I know.
Now that I'm on the phone, I'm actually, you know, just kind of like took off my makeup while we were talking.
Oh, yeah, and any time. You have been such a trooper. So just three quick tips, and then we'll let you go, and you can just unwind, maybe take a nice Epsom salt bath and wind down for the evening since we've had you preoccupied for a couple of hours here. So if you could give women who are listening just 3 tips to help them take that next step on their PCOS journey for healing, what are your 3 top tips for them?
First of all, the biggest one is just take charge of your own health. Don't rely too much on a doctor to figure out what's wrong with you. Your body will tell you. Your body is going to tell you. You know, like with me, if you have not had bowel movement in 3 weeks, there's something going on. You know, if you're dealing with anxiety or dandruff, facial hair, you know, you don't need a doctor to diagnose you with an issue because it's probably not just one issue that you're having. So take charge of your own health. The second one is, you know, stay positive. You know, yes, I have talked a lot about my facial hair minimizing. There are days that I'm like, oh, wait, my mustache is starting to grow back. You know, I understand that being on the system is not a super, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. It is going to grow back, but I'm staying positive. I recognize that it's going back slowly. What used to come back within a week is now taking a whole month. So just stay positive no matter if you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's not working for me. It is working. You just have to be patient and give it time. And my last little bit of advice is don't be too hard on yourself. You know, we all have those specialties at work, or at home, or with anything, you know, there's always that rainy day. If you have that candy bar, you can probably have that candy bar. I remember it was a few weeks ago, I had posted on there, I needed myself a little bit of encouragement. I said, look, ladies, I completely fell off the wagon. I ate pizza, I ate candy, you know, I even did some beer. I said, you know, hold me accountable tomorrow, you know, because I was having a really bad time, and, you know, the next day I woke up, and I thought, well, you know, I'm glad that I got that out of my system, because now I'm ready to start coping again.
Yeah, great.
Those are my 3 big tips.
Great, great advice. Awesome. Love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We're just so grateful, and we're so grateful for your beautiful, positive energy. And I tell you what, just the fact that Maggie was willing to stick it out and keep trying to get this inspiration hour done is so impressive. She has a real stick-to-itiveness that is going to reap her huge, huge health benefits. Already has, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. So, Angie, who's our big winner? need to give Angie a minute to tabulate our PCOS five element system winner. Thank you, everybody, for your beautiful comments. Thank you for the questions, for Maggie. It's so helpful because it can be a lonely journey, right? Oh, gosh. So, Martha Gomez, congratulations. Yay. Thank you, Martha, for I'm just going to put you up here. Congratulations on winning for this month's Inspiration Hour. Thank you for being present. Thank you for asking so many questions. And we look forward to you being part of our community. And you may already be, so I'm not sure. But we look forward to having you as a member either way. So thank you again, everyone, for being here. So grateful for you. And mark your calendars the third Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific. We're going to get a little bit better at these Facebook Lives, having a guest. It just makes it a little bit tricky. And again, Maggie, we just thank you so much for sticking it out. And we could at least hear your beautiful voice. So have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.